I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episode's broadcast between the 11th and the 14th of November, 2024. Hiya, how are you this week? You well? Yes? Good? Good? Marvellous. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm always right, Rob. How are you?
Always right, yeah. Hashtag Ree's always right. Oh, my God, did that catch
Thank
on.
Thank you.
I have been wading, literally wading.
No, Rob has been abusing me all week because of
Don't
it.
Don't start, because I'll get nothing but abuse. Don't do that. I will get nothing but abuse if I do that.
Oh, I love winding you
How
up.
Does it feel? How does it feel to be the most popular member of the of this podcast, Ree? It's an honour. Be careful.
Pretty good. Do you know what, Rob? I'm not going to speak too soon.
Those pentacles.
I'm not going to speak too soon, yeah, because you've got a few things right. Not as right as what I got.
No,
right,
nowhere but... near as right as you, obviously. Those pedestals obviously. Are delicate things, Ree. Don't just
I
be
know,
careful.
I know, I know.
They're made of cotton wool, those pedestals. You can topple off. Yes, don't you worry. but having talking about hashtag Ree is always right, we have a Ree came up with a theory this week with this week's EastEnders, which we should be discussing later. I put it on social media, and my God, the reaction to it. Massive reaction, ridiculous reaction. Lots of people agreeing, lots of people disagreeing. Yeah. Is it a possibility? We'll discuss it later. But
do you want to just say what it is? Because you're talking about it now.
No, that'll keep you watching.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
That'll be the cliffhanger.
I'll tell you all later instead.
Yes, yes. On to this week's EastEnders. And oh my God, an icon has arrived. Can we just say? I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed
yeah,
with her. Obsessed.
Brilliant.
I love her. Absolutely love her.
It feels like we've known her for ages. She'll have been here
she's
a week. And I feel like I know her like so well already.
Slotted in very, very well. She is already quite iconic. We should discuss Nicola Mitchell later on in the podcast. But needless to say, we are fans. But we have some other things to get there, other things to discuss before we get there, including the return of Bernie, some Suki and Eve angst, and a wedding approaches, and what drama may occur because of that. So much to discuss in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's crack on this week. Bernie has returned with a vengeance. She's sort of been away, and she's come back, and she's fully intending to go to the police. She returns to Walford, and she is like, "Right, that's it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go around each of you six women. I'm going to absolutely terrify you and say that I'm going to the police." That's all she was doing. She was sort of needling people, wasn't she?
Yeah, but for me, if that was a true intention, why I don't understand why she just told Karen by now. Yeah, and just go do it.
This is the problem with all this. All right, I don't think now there is a way for it to feel like, why? Because Stacey was sort of saying this to her, like saying, "Oh, well, you can't tell your mum now." I was like, "Yes, you can. Of course you can."
I know that would pretty, that was pretty bad from Stacey. That, but
I mean,
like,
no,
fair. I get
it. Yeah, I got it from Stacey's perspective, yeah. But I didn't understand Bernie going, "Yeah, fair. Actually, you're absolutely right. I can't possibly tell my mother now, and I can't possibly go to the police now. You've got me. Oh well. Oh, I suppose I better go get my job back at the cafe as well." And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll demand a raise. That'll do it. That'll do it. That'll tell you.
Well,
that'll teach you. That'll learn you, Kathy, won't it?
But this is what I'm wondering. Is this what she's decided to do now? Go around blackmailing everyone because she got a couple of drinks out of Suki. Is that going to be her thing now?
That's all she's going to do. She's going to walk in and say, "I'll have a double vodka, please. She did kill my brother. Thanks." Is that Bernie's life from now on in? I mean, fair.
Possibly.
If that's how it works. Yeah. I could do that. Yeah. Actually,
she
I'll...
could get She could get quite some money from Sharon. Like, Sharon was originally going to pay her some rent and stuff.
Yeah, walk into the Minute Mart, pick up a pint of milk. I'll have this. You did kill my brother. Thanks very much. You just walk out with a pint of milk at the Minute Mart. Yeah.
What else is she going to do if she doesn't go to the police there and she's still fuming about it?
Never pay for another drink in the Vic. I think she's got it made.
See? Yeah, Linda's there as well, so she could be like, that's on the house, isn't it, Linda, murderer?
For the rest of her life, yeah, sorted. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I don't think there's a way now for Bernie to realistically react to this, because there's no real need for her to go to the police now in terms of story. The police aren't going to be interested. They're not going to believe anything that she says. So it's pointless going, because they've got Nish, and frankly, DCI Arthur is done with this case. All right, he's had enough.
Yeah.
He has had
He's on
enough.
annual
Keanu.
leave.
Keanu could come back from the dead and he'd be like, no, you're all staying in prison. I don't care. I've had enough of this rubbish, all right? Yeah, enough, enough. So what exactly is Bernie's next move from here? Is she just gonna sort is this what we've got to expect from Bernie now? That she's just gonna sort of settle and just be like mildly irritated by all the six women that were involved in her brother's death and then
I mean,
sort of move
is
on
she
from
going to
it?
torment them all? I mean, she were quite nice with Kathy, though, which is strange because Kathy was just as involved as other people in it.
Completely, yeah.
But she's already got Linda back on the booze, hasn't she?
That didn't take long, did it? It didn't take much. All she really did
No.
was push a bottle of vodka into Linda's hand and say, "Yeah, you may as well drink now, then,
Go on
Linda."
then.
And yeah, and Linda was like, "Fair, I will." Just got pissed. Just when she was ready to start at like a new, how she was about to have a new meeting and like getting her life together and getting sorted. One appearance from Bernie, and she's like downing a bottle of vodka.
Interesting though, because is that what Bernie's going to do? Is she just going to go for Linda because she was the murderer? Because like I say, she seems to have forgiven Kathy. I know she was like, and also, why has she even took a job back in CAF? Let's be real.
It's
You want to
weird.
work there? Now
It's
you know
weird.
it all. You're going
Of
to be
all the
staring
places,
at it
of
at the
all the
floor.
places, yeah. But then Bernie's always done this. She lived in the house where her sister was murdered for ages, and then she started, and then she knowingly kept working in the cafe where her brother was buried for ages. She's a glutton
And
for
she found the dead
punishment.
body, didn't she? She
Yeah.
found his body.
Why would you work there? You wouldn't, would you?
Madness. No, you wouldn't,
It's going to
but.
take more than a raise to get me to do some bacon sandwiches and ear girl. Let me tell you, is what I'd be saying to Kathy, honestly. But she's now apparently the manager of the CAF, because that's enough to settle her. Meanwhile, she also throws some vitriol at Suki, and that has quite a large effect on Suki and Eve's relationship, because finally, Eve knows. Eve has finally discovered the truth. It wasn't by anybody that she was connected to. Bernie told her.
Why not? It kind of made sense in the moment, didn't it, that it were
It
Bernie
did,
who did it?
and I was delighted that he finally knows, because my God, that's been overdue for quite a long time. Didn't react well to it though. Did not
No.
react well to it. Kind of promptly breaks up with Suki and says, "Well, you've been lying to me for a year, so what is our
Worry about a little
relationship?"
murder, Eve. I think she's totally overreacting,
You
personally.
reckon she is, do you? It's
Yeah.
not how you'd react, no?
No, but like, oh well, I understand. Yeah, don't worry about it,
Fair.
Suki. Yeah, fine. No, do you know what it is? I just didn't want to see them split
Angst.
up again and have another anguish storyline between them both. And having said that, it sounds like Eve's back off to Brighton again, so maybe we're not going to see
If in
that. We're
doubt,
just going to see.
do you know what? I reckon Eve just wanted an excuse to go to Brighton for a week. She hasn't been for
Probably.
a while. She has not been for
No.
a while, and she's like, I'm due a week in Brighton, to be fair. Right, me and you over for a couple of weeks until I come back, and then we'll talk. Yes.
She just needs some sea air, doesn't she, to clear her mind so
I
that when
know.
she
That's
see
all
her. Do you
anybody
know
needs.
what? Yeah.
Yeah. If half the
That's
cast
it,
of Walford
Suki.
went to Brighton for a week, do you know what? We'd have no drama whatsoever. They'd all be sorted, and they'd be like, do you know what?
Maybe that's
Actually,
what
all
Bernie
these,
needs to do.
yeah, take Bernie with you.
Good.
There
Yeah.
you go.
There
That'd be
we
fine.
go.
Sorted. Yeah, Eve's reaction was kind of understandable, but then I thought that she was actually kind of two-faced this week when it came to Stacey. Do you not think that was a
Yes,
bit weird? That was a bit
100%.
weird. It felt a little bit
All
inconsistent.
jerky and making light of it
Yeah.
with
Making
Stacey.
wife jokes with Stacey, and then turns around to Suki and says, "I can't be around Stacey."
Yeah,
Like, make your
it was
mind
weird
up,
that
love.
it was weird. It was weird. And yeah, she were almost like almost understanding of Stacey, but
Yeah.
not Suki. And I
Yeah.
get that she was saying, oh, but you're not the woman I love and she's kept a secret from me. But like, it's still about a murder. Like, is that
Yeah.
not the biggest issue that she's lied to you about a murder, not the lie? I don't,
Yeah.
not that she's lied.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something was a bit like you say, it was very inconsistent, wasn't it?
So now, I mean, the thing is, I don't believe that they're going to be broken up, because we learnt this week that the wedding was supposed to be on New Year's Day, and
Yes.
we know that New Year's Day is going to be a bit of a whopper. We've been informed and we've been hinted at on social media that New Year's Day is going to be one to watch. So that suggests to me that this wedding is going to go ahead, right? So
in which case we would assume that Nisha's going to have died, or is it that, or
or
is Nisha not going to have died? So then he's going to say, do you know what? I lied about it and drop them all in it again. And it's not over.
I mean, I kind of hope not at this stage, to be
I
honest.
know, I hope not. It feels like it's kind of done and dusted. And
It does
do you
kind
know
of feel
what? We
like it's done and dusted
needed,
now.
and I feel awful saying it, but realistically, Bernie just needs to leave. Like, for it to be believable. But I love Bernie, and I love that she's getting a
Yeah, I know what you
storyline, and I
mean. I
don't
know what you
want
mean.
Bernie to
No,
leave
neither do I,
by
but I know
any
what you mean.
means.
It's kind of like, why
But
would you hang around at this stage? Like,
yeah.
why would you not just go and be with your family? Like, why would you return
Go to
to the
Spain.
square on your own with all these
Yeah.
people that were involved in your brother's death that you now apparently can't do anything about, and just
Yeah.
and get your old job back in a caf where your brother was? It doesn't make sense, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. But
But like you
we love
say,
Bernie though, so we don't
we
want to
love
see her
Bernie,
go.
and
But
I
also,
don't want her to leave at all. But it's
yeah.
sort of at this stage, it's sort of like I don't get where Bernie goes from here at all,
We're
in
gonna
any
be
sort of believable
wait until
direction. It's
next week,
confusing.
something massive's gonna happen, and we're gonna be like, well, that were obvious. Why do we see that coming?
Re is never hashtag Re is never right.
Well, let's not get ahead of
Oh, let's
ourselves,
not go
Rob.
crazy. Let's not go crazy. Yeah, so Suki and Eve for the moment are sort of, let's be honest, they're on a break because they've done the whole sort of, they've done the
Oh,
whole
well, that can get
ceremony.
complicated,
It
Rob.
can, yes. But they've done the whole ceremony of Eve sort of taking off her engagement ring and putting it back on the side, and she's off to Brighton for a week because she can't be around Suki or Stacey. So we'll sort of see how that goes. Linda is currently now back on the booze, so I don't see that ending well.
No. But again, oh, is it too spoilery? You know, there's
Well,
Nino, the pictures.
yes, is this about to lead into the pictures, which we shall call them? If you know, if you want to, if you know, yes, there are some pictures that have suggested a future sort of storyline that I
Maybe
believe
skip
all
ahead a
is.
couple of minutes if you don't want to hear some speculative spoiler
Yeah,
stuff.
spoiler, Nina,
Right.
Nina, Nina. We've got these pictures, well, we've spoken about
Right.
before, of a
Yeah.
funeral, and it looks very much
Yeah.
like it's supposed to be Linda's funeral, but at the same time,
Yeah.
it's clearly not going to be Linda's funeral because
Because
otherwise
surely we'd know that Linda was leaving.
we'd know that Kelly Bright was leaving.
Yeah, Kelly,
So
sorry.
with it coming up to Christmas, it kind of feels like there's going to be some sort of weird, like, ghost of Christmas past, like,
So I've seen a
alternative
couple of
scenario type
theories.
stuff. Yeah.
These are not my theories, so I'm not going
Oh
to
well,
claim
they
them,
can't be right
right?
then. They can't possibly be right then. I don't even know why you're bothering mentioning them, really.
I've seen one theory that reckon that Angie's going to come back and
What?
be like the Scrooge for
Oh,
her.
okay. Right,
Yeah,
That would be
because
madness, but okay,
yeah, I've seen
yeah.
that theory. I've
Right.
seen another theory that they think actually it is a real funeral,
Right.
but it's Annie's.
That would be bad. Oh,
You know, because
so.
somebody said about the teeth, like, you know, that she had the whole tooth thing.
Yeah.
Is there going to be some complication or something like that
She's
from
gonna
that, and
die
it's
from
actually
toothache.
Annie's?
Oh, I've
Just
seen that
telling,
theory.
it, just riffing, just telling what I've
Just
seen.
riffing. I've not seen that theory. Oh. I mean, at the moment, possibly to all of that, the Angie stuff would be insane. But
That'd
we
be
are
great if they
coming.
could make that work. How
We
awesome
are.
would it actually
We, I
be?
mean, we are coming to the anniversary, and we know
Yeah.
there's going to be some sort of some. There's going to be more old faces coming back over the coming months, and Angie is sort of like, you know, the biggest classical face you could possibly pull out, and that old classic soap adage: we never saw a body, we never saw a body. So it would be, quite insane for both Dead and Angie to have faked their death separately. That
No,
would be
I don't think
madness.
no. No.
But
Well,
no, well, it's
stranger
soap.
things have happened,
Stranger
right?
things have happened. So, I mean, let us know in the comment section below where you think this is all going with Linda. It appears to be leading somewhere mad and marvelous, but we'll see what happens next. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. The wedding of the century arrives, doesn't it? Yes, which it will be. Elaine will make sure of that. I can't wait for this wedding. I really, really can't, because I feel like the wedding is going to be when it all comes out. Now, obviously, I'd
What
originally
comes out?
theorised all the Cindy and Junior stuff. Now, obviously,
Oh.
I theorised that it was going to be Christmas Day because it felt like a Christmas Day reveal, but I don't think it's going to last that long. I feel like the wedding is going to be where some stuff at the very least gets revealed. It's going to be like, it's a wedding. It can't go without a hitch, can it?
Maybe it'll be like Anna will discover it from the recording or something and then tell Gina, but
Yeah.
they're not gonna, maybe they won't tell George and Elaine yet. because they don't want to ruin the wedding day, maybe.
Maybe.
So
Or
there could
Gina
be
might.
time.
Gina living with Gina, I feel like it's very, very relevant. So I feel like Gina
Yes.
will discover something. But yes, obviously, with Anna's connection to Freddie, it would make sense for Anna to discover something. But then Freddie's gonna have to go through hours of material before she get before he gets to his confession, because that recording was left on all night. And he's
Well,
kind of been.
you would though, wouldn't you? If you heard
Oh
that
God, yeah.
juicy gossip
Oh God,
about
yeah. Oh, keep
sauce,
that. Keep that for leverage.
excuse
Thank
me,
you very,
you're
very
sleeping
much.
with who's in
I
Nadia?
know, who and who and who? Bless her,
And
busy girl,
what?
busy girl, busy, busy girl. So the wedding approaches, preparations are in motion. Johnny has arranged a drag queen. Now, I saw online that people thought this was more relevant than I thought it was, but I have learnt now that my theories are nothing but rubbish, obviously.
I'm glad you're learning, Rob.
And because this drag queen shares the name Peacock. Now, I
I
thought.
thought that.
Well, no, all I thought this was Johnny seeing this drag queen and them sort of giggling about it because it's got the same name as Peacock. And it was just going to be used to sort of take the Mickey out of Elaine a little bit because at times she's a little bit like a drag queen. And I thought it was just going to be a humorous thing. But there's people online saying that they reckon this drag queen is going to be related to it to Elaine in some way and that there's going to be some big reveal. It's sort of like, why? It's surely the drag queen is a made up name, isn't it? It's not her, it's not
Yeah,
the drag performer's
but
actual name.
unless they've genuinely used the surname for some reason, but I didn't read it
Oh, well,
as
if you
that.
didn't
I
read into
just
it, Ray, then it's definitely not
so
anything to think about.
exactly.
What are they
It's
thinking,
just
honestly?
a drag queen. But having said that, why? Well, no, I think it's being really obvious that they're using someone called Peacock because she's Elaine Peacock. So I don't think it's.
And
But hey,
Peacock's quite a drag type name, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
proud like a
Drew
peacock and
Peacock,
Drew.
genius name.
Yeah. That's right. It's just.
Laughed at that.
So obviously the other thing I noticed this week was Johnny appears to have a date coming up soon, right?
Yes.
You know that scene where like all it was a screen grab of this guy on Tinder or whatever app he's been using to sort of meet this guy. And I was just struck by the fact that this guy whose photo they've used, I don't know if he's going to turn up at any point in the future, but it was just his picture on the phone. And imagine being that guy. So, oh my God, I'm going to be in EastEnders. I'm going to be in EastEnders. And the line that was referred to with his picture is Elaine going, "You can do better than that, Johnny." They imagine.
I do you know what I always think when they have photos like that, that it maybe it's one at Runners or like when there's somebody who's on the staff who go, can you just use your photo for a scene? I always think it's gonna be something like probably not, it's probably a model, isn't it? But I always think it'd be quite funny if they did it, like a runner just go, let us use your picture for a scene. Oh, go on then.
So I don't know if this guy's going to show up because otherwise why mention it? But I feel like there's
True,
I don't know
because
if
it
this
was a bit random why they put
was
it in there. It weren't really necessary, was
because
it?
Johnny previously has sort of been pining over Callum. So I don't know whether this dating thing is going to
Oh,
be something relevant further down the line or what.
I wondered whether it was so that we could go, look, there's nothing happening between him and Callum. He's going on dating apps. But I don't know. You're right though, because why mention it at all? Because all it was were for Elaine to go, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be planning my end do.
Exactly.
You could have been doing anything but that.
So I guess we'll see. I guess we will see, wait and see. Meanwhile, George is all sort of fretting because he wants Junior to be his best man. Okay. And he asks Junior, well, he asks Phil first, and even Phil
Eventually.
eventually, because even Phil's like, why don't you just ask Junior? I mean, yeah, I'll step in if I really have to, but why don't you just ask your son? That probably might be a better thing to do. And George eventually asks Junior, and at first Junior's like, "No, you're right, thanks. I'm all right." Which is a bit harsh. He was sort of just like,
Well, Junior's like,
I don't
he
think we're at
says,
the
don't you think
stage
you should
yet.
ask someone who actually knows you and blah,
Yeah,
blah, blah,
a bit
doesn't he?
harsh.
Bit harsh.
Bit harsh.
Bit
And
harsh.
Gina's reply is basically that's basically saying, "Bit harsh, Junior. Why don't you just say yes? Like you want to have, form some sort of relationship with your father. So why don't you just say yes to this? And this could be the start of something beautiful." So Junior's like, "Oh, all right, if I must." So he accepts George's offer to be his best man, which again makes me think that something cataclysmic is going to be revealed at the wedding.
Yeah, it makes sense. Or the fact, or just that they're going to really get on and then Junie's going to start feeling guilty or something, maybe, about it
Yeah,
all.
I mean he's clearly still very much pining over Cindy, isn't he? Because they've had some scenes this week with Gina where they've sort of been competing about like getting a date for the wedding, and Gina literally just kind of clicked her fingers and Jay came running, so that's fine. But she sort of said to Junior, "Well, why don't you bring this mystery woman?" And Junior's like broke up and was like really depressed about it. So he's clearly massively still pining over Cindy. So I also wonder whether he's going to get some form of revenge on Cindy. Like maybe he's going to discover the recording and he's going to play it
That's what I
himself.
wondered, because he seemed quite up for telling everyone not
Yeah.
so long back, didn't he? Junior
Yeah.
were, I think, quite prepared to take that backlash and go, yeah,
Yeah.
let's just tell everyone, get it out in the open. Or will they start up again? It feels like Cindy's really shut it off though, doesn't
It
it,
does, doesn't
along
it? I feel
the
like she's done. Mind you, this is Cindy, isn't it? Like, you know,
true.
she if she gets horny, then that's them back on again, isn't it? Basically, because that's who
Or
Cindy
if Ian
is.
like says, oh, I've got a big night planned for you, and gets the slippers lined up with the
Yeah, Cindy can't be
petite, she'll be
arsed with that.
like,
Oh, what are you
next
up
in
to, Junior?
junior.
Yeah, she does. She does. That's what she does. So I guess we'll wait and see. But I do. Well, what are your predictions for the wedding? Because apparently, if the invites are still the same as they were the other week, it's the 24th of November that this wedding is happening. So in the next couple of weeks, which is exciting. I've seen a couple of pictures of Elaine in her wedding outfit, and she looks, let me be clear, quite iconic.
Yes, of course she does.
Something
Of course she does.
resembling the Statue of Liberty, I would say.
Wow, I've not seen
Yeah.
these pictures. I'm looking forward
Oh,
to
she looks
that.
amazing.
What do I think is going to happen? The only other thing that I think we've not mentioned that could happen is something to do with Linda being back on the booze again. Will
Yeah.
she find out about Junior? And I don't see why it'd come
I
from
mean,
Linda,
drunk
but
Linda armed with information is
yeah,
never a good thing.
exactly.
She is a
So I'm wondering if
liberty.
it's, I wonder if Linda's going to have some effect on the wedding day with her being drunk somehow. I don't know. Or like you say, will it be? I don't personally see it being the big reveal on their wedding day. I could
Okay.
see that maybe somebody will find out,
Some of
like you say, like Gina
it
and Anna or
begins.
something. Yeah, and it's the start of people figuring it out. But then saying that, they won't keep it secret for long, would they?
Well,
Really?
given that the wedding is on November the 24th, that would mean that we're only then a month away from Christmas. So it's
And
not
do they
that
have
long.
a, and would they have a honeymoon? So would it be a case of, oh, we don't want to ruin the honeymoon, let them go on the honeymoon whilst they know? I don't know, I feel like everyone should find out together though.
Yeah, but having said that, even if they discover about Cindy and Junior's affair on the wedding day, I'm struggling to see why it would affect George and Elaine's wedding itself. Because it's not like George is the one that had the affair. So unless he gets absolutely furious and realizes that he was the one that wanted Cindy all along, I don't see why it would stop Elaine and George getting married.
It wouldn't stop them getting married necessarily, but they might not feel like it once it's been revealed. And like, I think Gina and Anna will be pretty upset to hear that the brother's been
Yeah.
sleeping with a mum. That's such a weird
And
line to
imagine
say.
Elaine's reaction if Cindy's responsible for ruining their wedding.
Yeah, so possibly. Well, is Cindy invited? They did
I
invite her, didn't
mean,
they? I
yeah,
feel
I think
like they
she
did.
will be invited because the girls are going to be like, can mum come? So, which again, why would you invite Cindy of all people to your wedding? But Elaine has been.
They don't know her full history on Albert Square, though, Rob.
No, they do not. And
They
Elaine has
only
been
know
very
Marbella and
cooperative. Yes.
Cindy.
Yes, they are yet to learn the full extent of her mother's history. And a lot of history is on that recording. Let's be real. There is a lot of history that is set to be revealed to the girls and to everybody else when that recording eventually comes to pass. I mean, how big can they make this recording reveal? I feel like it's going to sort of be up that I feel like they're framing it to potentially be up there with like the Sharon Gate reveal or something like that. That's the way that it feels like it could go.
I'd be surprised if they didn't do something like that. I'd be more, because
Because,
otherwise, why have it on a recording and not just
yeah.
have Freddie overhear them all? I mean, we're
Yeah.
assuming it's going to be Freddie. Feels like it would be, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's the one with who's got the recording in his possession at the moment. He's not listened to it yet, it would seem, because he was really excited about this recording that he's got, but it feels like he hasn't gone through the full details of it yet. They sort of wait for that to be revealed. So it's one of those unexploded bombs that EastEnders does very well at this time of year. So it all depends on whether it's going to be two explosions or one big explosion when it all kind of comes out. But I feel like there is still going to be, at the very least, ramifications going into Christmas, even if the massive whole reveal itself isn't on Christmas Day. Because otherwise, I'm sort of clueless about what happens on Christmas Day at this stage.
Right, this time last year, we
How
pretty
different
much
is
knew
this to last
exactly
year?
what were going to happen.
Yeah.
We just didn't know who with.
Yeah, or
This year, we
how?
haven't got a clue what's
Haven't got a
happening on
clue.
Christmas.
Which is
Brilliant.
exciting.
Yeah, that makes me think it's going to be something quite big, actually.
Yeah, I am excited. Bring it on, I say. Bring it on. Marvellous. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the biggest storyline of the week. We have a new queen on the square. Right then, let's talk about Nicola Mitchell. Initial thoughts, Ree. What do you think?
Queen.
Absolute
an icon,
queen.
A legend. I love her.
She is
her.
The moment.
She's amazing, isn't she?
I mean, she has come in like an absolute firework, hasn't she? Like a whirlwind, yes. A tornado, a hurricane. She is here. She has arrived and things are getting wrecked. She is hard as nails. She is gritty. And if you have had the privilege to watch the behind-the-scenes stuff that they released after Nicola's arrival, you will know that Laura Doddington is a bloody amazing actress because she does not sound anywhere near that London in real life. And I thought it was a really convincing London accent.
Yeah, I was surprised at that, actually, when I heard her actual voice. I'm like, oh, just assumed that that was, that she was a Londoner, Cockney.
She sounds a little bit like Kelly Bright, I'd argue, in real life. Like, she's got a similar sort of... voice style to Kelly Bright. Nothing like, let's be honest, lower than a worm's tit, Nicola. Like, she
I don't
is
think she's that bad, Nicola.
I think she's rough, isn't she? I love her. Mean? She's great. Oh, I think she's quite, she's very, 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 very London, isn't she? All right, babe. Yeah, all right, babe. Yes, darling. Yes, darling. Yes, babe.
Yeah, but she can put, not posh. But she can put on the she airs can and put graces. On the, you know, she's, yeah.
Well,
I think her and Teddy are a great match.
You reckon that?
Teddy
I think
and
got...
Sharon,
yeah. Well, her and Sharon are butting horns already, which I loved. Yeah, love all that. Oh, she's going to be amazing. I can't believe this. I'm so excited about it. It feels like this woman is an absolute agent of chaos, right? And I cannot wait to see what madness she is going to bring to the show. Like, it's... And the thing is about her, she is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. There is a number of ways they could take her. They could take her down quite easily, just a soap bitch route, I think, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
And obviously, she's got the vulnerabilities of the boys. Mm-hmm. And I think she feels extremely well-rounded already. Now, obviously, a new character comes in and they come in like level 10 of them, of what they will grow into, isn't it? Like, she is obviously, mm-hmm. I don't think, going to be anywhere near this intense level in about a year's time. But
I kind of hope that she is.
Yeah, so do I. But then
the first
will
time
she be
a newcomer's come
much?
In and I'm like, keep it at this level. Let's go at this level. It's like when all the Mitchell men came in, it were very apparent that they were all exaggerated.
Yeah. But and now they've settled into their roles. And it's
let Nicola carry on, though.
One of the first things she did was take the piss out of Teddy's jumpers, which I assumed you absolutely loved.
Going to play cricket. I did love that.
I thought you might. So this all revolves around the rivalry that Jack and Harry have been having, and the investigation into exactly what's happened with Harry's ex still continues. We still don't know exactly what's happened with Harry's ex. We had a friend of the ex turn up at some point, Felicity, and she seems very cautious around Harry, was sort of warning Penny not to get involved with her because he's dangerous, which... Yeah, I can sort of see what she's thinking. I feel like it's still too obvious at this stage for someone like Harry, who appears to be somebody who could turn on a dime and who has something maybe a little bit wrong with his psychological makeup. But I feel like he's not killed anybody at this stage.
Yeah, I was wondering this week, are we supposed to be believing that he has done it or that he hasn't done it? It felt like we were supposed to believe that he has, but I don't believe that he has. I believe that Felicity believes that he has from what she's seen and witnessed.
Yes.
And you can
kind
of see from what she's said why she would assume that, especially as this Shireen's gone missing and no one's heard from her since. But I don't believe that Harry was involved at all.
And I feel like this girl is going to show up in the coming weeks.
So, and I still think his mum might know where she is or something,
Yeah, no, I feel like...
surprised.
No, I feel like Nicola knows stuff that she's not revealed yet, for sure. We also learned that Nicola was in prison for 6 months for ABH because some faulty fillers caused bad things to happen to a client.
Yeah.
I did not know that came under ABH, I'll be honest. I mean, obviously, yes.
Actual bodily harm.
Body harm, yeah. But I don't know. I've always struggled with the difference between GBH and ABH because what's the difference between grievous bodily harm and actual bodily harm?
I think it's the extent of the injuries.
Yeah.
I think grievous is like really extreme, like put him in a coma, maybe.
Yeah.
Actual is like, maybe it's the difference between punching somebody and them having a cut on the face. That'd be actual.
Yeah.
And grievous would be punching someone and knocking them out and causing them to have a bleed on the brain.
Yeah.
I would guess.
But then it was sort of very much implied that this filler thing was accidental, which is why I was confused as to why it came under ABH, because I've always thought that ABH would be a deliberate act on someone.
Because it was deliberate, because she knew that the fillers that she'd got were dodgy, I think is what it is.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
That's but what it's she, about.
But did she? But she would she have known necessarily that it was going to have such a poor effect on the person that was they were
yeah,
being given to?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. She knew exactly that she'd got some at dodgy, she still used it, and it's caused somebody to get ill or whatever.
Fair enough.
But the other thing that they did say on that, Teddy, which I was a bit confused about, I'm getting quite so righteous about all this, because I don't know where this Mitchell line is with these particular Mitchells.
Yeah.
And they said, but the thing is that she didn't give them a refund. That's what they seemed more annoyed about by it all, like that principle.
That was
the
issue.
You should have given them a refund when you put them in hospital, at least.
Instead of nicking our money.
You're just after money all the time, aren't you? And I don't know, I thought they were a bit out, like, obviously it's not great what she's done, but I'm sure Teddy's done a lot worse than that. For him to be getting all high and mighty about her doing that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's been nicking money off them as well, for a start. So clearly this woman is, you know, she's prepared to do anything she likes, basically. Mm. She's no angel, put it like that, to say the very least. And arriving back in the square, she very quickly is getting her feet under the table. She's already basically worked the magic on Harry. Like, effectively, by the end of the week, Harry's forgiven her for everything, hasn't he? Like, yeah, there's still some issues that need ironing out between them, but they're pretty much sorted together, aren't they?
She's the one who got him out of jail, literally, isn't she?
Well, they perfected this alibi for this exact when this moment arrives. Because the first thing that she says when she arrives in a posh sports car, really like her car, by the way. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice sports car. If anyone knows what type of car that is, let me know, because I want one. When I pass my driving test. Probably not good for a first car, though, really, is it? A car like that. Maybe my second.
Second car.
That's sorted then. That's my second car. That whatever that's. I'm going to call it the Nicola. I'm just going to get in the Nicola. I'll come in the Nicola. And then I'll drive it to your house. Get in the Nicola. I'll explain on the way.
Fine.
Yeah, in we get. But she arrives, and her basic first line is saying to Harry, "We know the truth, don't we, babe?" Which effectively was a cue to Harry to say, "That story that I told you, say that." Yeah, which is exactly what they do. Nicola then goes to the police station and gives him apparently an ironclad alibi.
Mm-hmm. Which I did not click that's why she said that, by the way.
Yes, well, you know.
Right, that makes sense now. Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because you were too busy with your theory and thinking about how that would work. So it turns out that Zach and Nicola have a bit of history together. Now then, Ree, tell me your theory.
Well, my theory, they said that it had been quite a few, they implied it had been quite a long time since they'd seen each other. So I texted Rob after that episode
and said,
well, is Zach going to be Barney's dad then?
Yeah.
And you're like, we had his own little duff duff moment, didn't we, when I said that to you, Rob?
My face was comparable to a duff duff face when you sent me that message. I mean, let's talk about that then. So Zach is, I think, around 36 years old. Barney is around 15 years old.
15, I think. Yeah.
So it's possible.
It's possible,
Because I put this online and my God, the reaction. Like, people went
mad. And do you know what Lotting is saying? That he's too young. He's not too young, all right?
No, don't be messing with Ree's theory. She'll kick off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Zach is at least mid-30s. Like,
yeah, he is. Like, yeah, he is. Because I think we've seen his birth date at some point when he was in a form or something.
Yes, the NHS thing. Yeah,
so he's like mid-30s. So it's more than possible. Mm. It just depends on how long, like they said, it had been years.
Mm.
Like, it depends how long it has actually been since they've seen each other.
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
I do. And whether...
Except if it's wrong, in which case it was all your idea.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hashtag but now you're right.
Now you put it out there, I'm like, I bet it's wrong. I bet it's not that at all. But why else are they mentioning this history that they've got?
What is this history that they've got?
Because really, they don't need to have a history. They could have just met each other on the square and started up a relationship if that's where it's headed. Like, they're going to pick up on... So why bother having a history at all? Such a coincidence as well that they just happened to have bumped into each other.
And
shows to me that Nicola's an affairer.
I mean, I can totally see her as somebody who would be fully aware of Barney's true paternity. I would have kept that very, very, very quiet because it would very much have affected the divorce settlement that she was going to get in the long run. Mm-hmm. That she'd revealed that at any point. So
and why would she tell Teddy when he were, you know?
Yeah, Yeah,
keeping the sweet, giving her gifts or whatever.
Yeah, she had her feet nice and truly under the table in that marriage, presumably before it all started going wrong, presumably. And even then, she was nicking money off him. So we've got much to scratch away out with Nicola. I'm very, very excited. So at this present moment in time, I am leaning towards your theory, actually. It would make sense. There is something about sort of the disconnect that Barney has with the rest of his family. It would sort of make
That's true,
sense. You know, there's something, you know, obviously Harry and Teddy are very, very close. Teddy has been a great dad to Barney, I would argue. You
Yeah, of
know, he's,
course. Yeah,
you know, as good a dad as a Mitchell can be. Certainly probably the best dad in the Mitchells that we've seen. The best they've
definitely.
offered. You know, he's no Eric, but it's, I can imagine that being a thing. I really can. It would be interesting. And it sort of would give Zach what he's always wanted as well. It's interesting. I'm very, very, very intrigued by Nicola. And because of this divorce settlement that she's got, she manages to buy the club. She's now the new owner of Peggy's because Phil has been trying to sell it all week. And now, by
Why?
the. Go
Sorry,
on.
why? What? Sorry, totally interrupted you then, but why has Phil?
Rude.
Why has Phil sold it to
Hashtag Ree
Nicola
is
over
always
Teddy?
interrupting.
Hey, be careful what you wish
I
for
know.
around.
Tell me about it.
Why is he selling it to Nicola over Teddy? Why does Phil? He still doesn't quite trust Teddy, does he?
No, he
Or is it
doesn't.
being jealous of him and Sharon? Do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Is that
100%.
what it is? That's
100%.
what it's about.
I thought going into this week, we were going to get some. I think we have had some subtle hints at it this week, but I thought the Phil loneliness thing was going to be kind of quite a big thing. Like the idea that I got was that the Phil loneliness thing was going to be quite a big part of the week. And I feel like it wasn't really. Like there was some sort of subtle hints towards it that all is not well with Phil at the moment. Like you know, Sharon's sort of like, "Are you all right? What's going on with you, Phil? Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." So something's going on there with Phil. So I feel like that's going to sort of be scratched out in the weeks to come. Obviously, we know that he's feeling incredibly lonely, but that has not been touched on for months since that initial sort of scene of him crying in his chair.
Oh,
We've
maybe
barely
that's what
touched
we'll
on it.
see at Christmas. Maybe it's going to be a lonely Phil on Christmas Day
Maybe
story.
he's going to be sat there with, he's going to have arranged some sort of Christmas dinner and nobody's going to go, and he's going to have that moment that Peggy had, and where he trashes everything because he had to plan this meal. And remember that all those years ago, that's what's, oh, there you go, that's my what that's
And you
what
know
might
what? He
happen.
might even throw a tur he might even
He
throw his
might
turkey
throw a
at the
turkey.
wall across the room.
There you
There you go.
go, there you go, sorted.
But no, actually, we've seen Phil. He's like involved in everyone's little bits. And it's like it's trying to go on the surface, everyone would think Phil's fine. He's agreed to help George be a best man if he needs him.
Yeah.
He's, oh, the stuff that Sharon's asked him to help with, by the
Yeah,
way,
yeah, yeah.
with
Yes.
Johnny and
R
Co.
yes, they are searching for Ruby this week. Ruby, Ruby, Ruby. So presumably we're going to see Ruby very, very, very soon. Because it has been revealed that Ruby has had a son, which means that Martin has a son that he doesn't know about yet. And Sharon has got Johnny involved. By the way,
No, not
I
having it, not having
no,
it,
not having
not
this,
having it.
not having this. Rich, for a start off, when Phil said on the phone, "I've never known Richie to have a holiday." Are you joking, Phil? Richie is always on a holiday. She's always in Ibiza. That's all she does. All right. When she's not looking after your cases, she lives in Ibiza. Let's not pretend that Richie never has a holiday. Okay. Get that off the card straight away. And all of this, I don't like the implication that Johnny is going to be the
Nope.
new Richie. No,
New
no, no,
Richie.
no, no, no,
Absolutely
no, no.
not. Not
No,
here for that at
no,
all.
no.
Nope.
I
Nope.
want Richie back right now.
Totally.
Right now.
100%.
Right now.
Stop trying to make Johnny and Richie.
Stop
Never gonna
making,
happen.
don't, it's not going to happen. Stop trying to make that happen, EastEnders, all right? I've got
Not a
no issues with
thing.
Johnny, but he's not Richie, all right? So
No.
none of
No, we've
that.
not got anything against Johnny.
No.
He's just not Richie.
He's not Richie, and he never will be. All right, do you hear me?
Exactly.
Yes.
Also, how I don't quite understand how a solicitor managed to find Ruby. Is it just because of contacts he knows here, there, and everywhere?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing is it would have made, and in some ways it would have made more sense for Richie to have found her because we know that
That's what I mean.
Richie knows everybody. Richie's got like a Wikipedia on every
Especially in
single
the
person on
area and
Earth.
stuff.
Yeah, but Johnny manages to find Ruby quite quickly within like the space of an afternoon, which. So I don't know. I mean, but either way, Ruby's been found, so we can expect to see Ruby on the doorsteps of Walford very, very soon, I suspect. So that's exciting. But yeah, Nicola, where do you see it going from here? What's the plan, do you think? Like, how mad is she gonna go? How
This is it
sort
though,
of.
like you She's so chaotic, it's hard to know where it is going to go because she managed to convince Teddy into giving her the basement, right?
Which I didn't know
Then she goes
existed, by
and
the way. I'd forgotten that existed.
I'm trying to think which bit where. Then she goes and crosses him and buys Peggy's. So why,
Why
like,
would you
why would
let
you
her?
do that when he's just, yeah, so surely she's not going to live there. Also, she's got enough money to buy Peggy's. I'd be like, go get your own
Buy a
flat
house.
sorted.
Yeah, buy a
Yeah.
house. There's plenty
Why
on
do
the
you want to live in my
square.
basement?
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's empty places on the square, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, this is good stuff though, all right? Because these Mitchell boys have sort of been there. We sort of got the idea of them, but there's sort of the stuff that we clearly need to discover about their past. And Nicola's arrival is going to sort of, I think, drag all of this out of the ground that they don't want on display, because Teddy's very much a public image man, right? So he is now, I think, very, very worried about what Nicola might reveal about his past and about his life.
True.
Because I feel like also Teddy knows more about this ex-girlfriend than Harry does. I feel like Harry knows stuff, and there's stuff that we haven't discovered about Harry yet, but I feel like he is probably quite far down the pecking order when it comes to the
Yeah.
information that we've yet to discover.
Possibly I can agree with that, yeah.
So.
The other thing I've just been thinking, sorry, in regards to what's going to be happening. So if Nicole's got Peggy's, Teddy said you can't be the licensee because you've got a criminal record. She said she's going to give it to Harry. We had it previously that Sharon mentioned to Teddy you need to keep on all the old staff. And that is actually quite a common thing when you take over a club or bar. There's like a law where it's like you pretty much need to keep on staff. Who's the manager of Peggy's at
Well,
the
I
minute?
mean, yeah, well, they
Penny?
haven't,
Is it Penny?
I doubt it. They haven't really got a manager though at the moment because it's been closed down for a
You
few for
reckon?
since the
I
crash.
wondered
So
if
I've
it were going to be that Harry and Penny had to work together or something, and where's that
maybe
going to
I think they're
go?
gonna start. I think they're gonna start again. I think, maybe Chelsea might get her job back because Chelsea's sort of floating around at the moment with not a huge amount to do. So I wonder if Chelsea might. There's no way Penny will get a job back there. I don't see how that happens.
Even though Chelsea was actually the one responsible for the
And also
crush.
because Penny and Nicola had a bit of a clash this week, so I don't think that there's gonna either she's gonna give Penny her old job back in order to keep an eye on Penny, or she's gonna say, "Welcome to unemployment land, love."
Yeah.
So
I mean, Jack's found out as well that Penny were in on everything because Harry made sure
yes.
that Jack found that out.
Yes,
And
and fair
Jack's been
play.
suspended, hasn't he?
Yes, and fair play. None of that went in the direction we thought it was going to do go, did we? Because we were
Yeah.
theorizing completely wrong. That we were theorizing that maybe Penny might be. I think what we were actually kind of theorizing was going to happen was that one of them was going to start to feel a little bit guilty, and that Penny was probably going to go a little bit above where Harry was, but
Yeah.
kind of the other way around. Because as sort
Yeah.
of more about the ex-girlfriend sort of kind of came to light, Penny starts to get really, really worried and thinking, what am I getting myself involved with here? So by the time that the Jack in the car thing was revealed, Penny's like, oh, bugger, I don't want any of this now. And she's sort of now trapped, and Jack's discovered stuff, and their relationship once again is in tatters.
Yes, I mean it was somewhat forgiving. Like they had a little conversation, didn't they? Where Penny said, you've never really felt like my dad, essentially, and all that. And then he got suspended, and we're like, well done, you've got what you wanted. Did she want it though? Because that is what she initially. I don't
At
understand
the
that.
time,
Did
she did. When
she?
this started, that's exactly what she wanted, because otherwise she wouldn't have come up with this plan with
Yeah,
Harry. But
but then why is
now,
she like, oh, but I want you to be able to be there for Ricky and Amy? Well, then your dad getting suspended is not. He's not going to be able to care for them. Like it needs to because he won't have a job. So I don't understand. For someone who thought it through so much, she doesn't seem like she thought it through that much,
No, she's quite
really.
reactive as Penny, isn't she? She's
Yeah,
not really thought
yeah.
the plan through, and when the plan actually happened, she's like, oh shit, I didn't want that to happen. Oh dear. So again, her and Jack are at loggerheads. There's gonna be, I don't see how, I'm trying to wonder how these two repair their relationship, because they seem to kind of go from one side to the other. Some sort of seem to seesaw between, all right, I forgive you. Oh, you're a bitch, I hate you. Oh, and they sort of
Well,
kind of do that quite a lot.
I guess that they could just call it even Stevens now because she's going to have a criminal record and get blamed for the crush and he's been suspended. So will they just go, should we just draw a line under it then
Yeah,
and leave
until
it at
next
that?
time. Yeah, until the
Yeah.
next issue between us comes along. I mean,
Yeah.
the thing is, this whole Penny, I think rightly, it is never going to forgive Jack for things that have happened in the past. And I don't think really she ever can. Like, yeah, you can say, oh, I forgive you, it's fine. But it's one of those things that I think will always resurface in their relationship.
Not unless she manages him to actually understand her perspective, because he just still seems like he's in denial about admitting to any wrongdoing as a parent, doesn't he? Like, he's not
Yeah.
really.
He kind of had a moment this week between the two of them where it was kind of quite a soft moment where he sort of seemed to address the mistakes that he's made.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like
he fully gets it.
No, I feel like he's never really sort of had that moment where he kind of sits down with Penny. Look, genuinely, I am sorry for what has happened. I'm sorry you cannot walk. I'm sorry that you are in... I'm sorry that your current lifestyle is because of something that I was responsible for. And I feel like until that moment happens, there is no way of ever these two actually becoming anything as close as she does with as he is with Amy. And it's been interesting, I think, for her to see what could have been when he's looking at how he's helping Amy a lot of the time now. It's sort of like, didn't do any of that for me, did you? So it's interesting, actually. I'm kind of intrigued to sort of see where that goes from there. It is an interesting pairing. It is an interesting relationship. It's given Penny the point that I think I was waiting for with Penny.
For why she's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, so exciting. Gold star of a sweet read.
Nicola, gotta be. I know you're going to want to do the same. But
I do. I think it might have to be one of those weeks that we give it to two people. We give the same star to two people.
Two stars to one person.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you very much. What a word.
two gold stars. It.
Absolutely. And what a first week she has had. I think that very worthy of having two gold stars for Nicola Mitchell this
week.
And
she's already had a duff duff.
Well, she's had more than one.
Two.
She had three.
Three. Wow. She had the first week.
The first appearance was a duff duff, and then she had one completely on her own. I think Eve had the other duff duff, and the rest was Nicola, kind of mixed in with Teddy as well. But Nicola pretty much had the duff duff rota this week, which if you do that on your first week, this is going to be a character to keep your eye on, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Exciting. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, final part of the podcast is comments from you. Bit of sad news before we kick off. It was announced this week that Timothy West has died, who obviously played Stan Carter to basically fantastic acclaim when he was in EastEnders. I feel like we were so lucky to have Timothy West as Stan Carter because Stan was a great character, wasn't he?
Yeah, very good.
He was only in it for a kind of like about a year, but I honestly loved Stan, and he arrived at like the pinnacle of the Carters when they first arrived. I mean, that whole first couple of years of the Carters was absolutely incredible stuff. I loved all of that. And his whole kind of stuff with Babe and all that kind of thing. Timothy West was a marvel. Obviously, he did much more than EastEnders, had an illustrious career, and we greatly missed. Great actor. Quite sad news there. So, thinking of you, Timothy West. Bless him. Also, it has been announced this week. Well, kind of reported this week about EastEnders' Christmas Day episode this year. There is reports that it's going to be airing at 10 p.m. this year. Well, it's only 15 minutes after it aired last year.
It was too late last year.
It's been airing at that time for a good few years now, to be honest. Like 9:30, 9:45. It's been around that time for a little while,
Well,
I know it's quite late.
On a personal level, I'm pretty much in bed and asleep by 10 p.m. So that's why I'm like, honestly, these days. So
it is late.
For me, it's
late. But I've got to be honest, I was genuinely worried that there wasn't going to be room for EastEnders in the Christmas schedule this year, because BBC One's Christmas schedule is packed this year. Like BBC One is going to be the place to be for Christmas telly this year, no doubt about it. They've got Wallace and Gromit, which I can't wait for. I'm genuinely excited for Wallace and Gromit. And they've got the last final episode of Gavin and Stacey. Yes. So
Looking forward to that.
Doctor Who to fit in there as well. I'm going to be sorted.
True.
I'm going to be sorted with all my Christmas snacks.
I don't know though. Don't most people associate EastEnders with like 7:30, 8 p.m. viewing time though?
I mean, it is late. There's no two ways about it. And if it's an hour, and if it's its usual hour length on Christmas Day, then it's not an official 11, which means that Mrs. Brown Boy is going to wear about 2:45 in the morning. The rate it's going, but who cares about that? No one cares about that. So, but yeah, that's kind of the report at the moment. I feel like it's probably accurate because, like I say, the schedule is rammed this year, so it's probably about the only place they could feasibly put it. Personally, I'd get rid of Call the Midwife because I don't watch it, but that's just me.
The same, because I also don't watch it.
Yeah.
But...
So if you want our advice, schedulers, get rid of that, because me and Ree don't watch it, so that should be enough for you, because hashtag Ree is always right. Yeah? Yeah? There you go.
Don't forget it.
But yeah, 10 p.m. Bit late, but I'm fine with that. I'll be battered by then, mind.
So were I last year, and then you made us record an emergency podcast.
Yeah, there might not be one of those this year.
Be none of that this year.
There might not be one of them this year, I'll be honest with you. Right, comments this week, Ray. What we got?
I've got a comment from Sarah Foster on Instagram who says, a bit of a mixed bag for me this week. I love the introduction of Nicola and all the potential that brings is Zach Barney's dad. I really enjoyed Gina this week, especially her scenes with Elaine. I found myself frustrated with the Suki and Eve developments. It didn't ring true to Eve's character for me. We've waited so long for these two to find happiness and it's yet another hurdle. Also, suddenly I can't stand burning out. I found myself wishing she'd go to live in Spain with the rest of the Taylors. Can't wait for the podcast highlight of my week. Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much. Right, so, Bernie, I mean, it's like we said, it's just sort of just like, for me, I don't dislike Bernie, and I feel like she's within her rights to be a little bit annoyed at the moment.
They did kill her brother, honesty. That little
They did kill her brother and kind of hid him under the floorboards of the calf. But I'm sort of just like, where does Bernie go from here? If the plan with Bernie now is like a big old revenge campaign, then fine, you know, because understandable, in all honesty. I can understand that. But ultimately, I'm sort of like, I don't get where Bernie's journey goes from here.
It's got to end at some point, hasn't it? It's all well and good doing another whole revenge thing, but then it's got to end after that bit. At what point does she stop?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
Do you know what I would say is, I know they said that, you know, we've sort of run out of stories for Karen now, and that's why we've written her out. And then they created a story that would give Karen at least another year's worth of material to quite easily be along with. It seemed like a very odd time to axe Karen.
Very.
And I feel like, as a result of them axing Karen, Bernie feels really, really isolated.
Yeah. Because it would have made more sense for Bernie to still be here if Karen was here.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Taylors.
Yeah.
It makes less sense that Bernie's here on her own.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see how it goes.
There are obviously reasons for the Karen stuff, Rob.
Yes, I guess there was. This is Joe 2 says, I like Nicola. She's making the men in that family much more interesting. Plus, did you sense the chemistry between her and Zach? Flame emoji. Fire emoji. I mean, yes. Do you know what the funny thing was? They released a bit of a pre-picture of the her and Zach thing. There was a picture of Zach kind of with her, with his hands on her face. And because obviously we didn't know that there was about to be history between them, it was sort of like, bloody hell, she works quick. Yeah. Christ, they're already at face cupping stage. My God, that woman's impact. Impact. Yes.
I think they're going to be starting in a, well, it won't be an affair, would it? Because
it's not an affair.
Relationship,
but yeah.
I think they're going to start something up, definitely, them two.
It would be interesting because then that would also, if they're building up this thing with her versus Sharon, that'd be interesting.
Sharon and Teddy,
And
then brother and sister.
Yeah. Bring that on, I say. Yes. I can't wait to see where Nicola goes from here. I really can't.
Got one from YouTube from Seville who says, I have a theory that Bernie and Ruby will team up.
Ooh, now then. I mean, potentially. Well, she, obviously Ruby has beef with Stacey. And Bernie, by definition of the six, has beef with Stacey. So there is a way that Ruby and Bernie could team up to try and bring Stacey down individually. And presumably she's not going to be that thrilled with Sharon either, is Ruby. So
no, true. And Liz Turner's got to go on her mat leave.
Is she back
to
prison?
Point.
This is what Ruby and Stacey do now. They just send each other to prison every 6 months.
Yeah, well, every time they're having a baby.
That'll do.
Could be. Yeah, I know that. That would make sense for Stacey.
Mm.
As for the rest of the six or what else they might team up for, I'm not entirely sure.
Mm. We'll have to
She seems like she's already done her damage with Linda and Suki. Yeah.
Yeah, and Kathy's paying 50p extra to Bernie now, so that's her damage done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then Carlos Robin made an excellent point here, okay? How can you hire a drag queen to your hen party and it not be Felix? He's got no love life, no plot lines worth a spit. Lord knows Felix needs something to do. I completely and utterly agree.
Oh, yeah. Why haven't they done that? Why haven't they done that?
Why haven't they
maybe
done
Drew,
that?
Maybe they just wanted the line of Drew Peacock to go in and then it's going to turn out he cancels and Felix will step in or something.
Yeah, but I...
Maybe.
The wider
that is
point,
a very good point.
It's a perfectly good point. And the wider point of that is give Felix something to bloody do, please. Because, bless him, give him something to do. I like Felix. I want him to have a story of some description.
He's a very big cast, though, at the minute, isn't it? It's quite hard to give everybody...
cast, and it's only going to get bigger.
It is getting to the point now where it does feel like it's getting quite large, the cast, I think.
I have a feeling that when the Wadey era begins.
We're going to see a few calls.
I think we might. I get that impression. I don't actually want anybody in the cast to leave at the moment, mind. Because I like the cast that we've got at the moment. But
yeah,
there is a lot. There's people like sort of on short-term contracts like Bianca and Ruby won't be around forever. So there's people coming back for guest stints. But in terms of the regular cast, I wonder who... You always worry when a new producer arrives, don't you? As the Clenshaw era sort of comes to an end and the Wadey era begins, those first few months of a new era, that's when we start getting the axings announced. So I am concerned that I'm worried that Felix is going to be sort of top of the list for that, if I'm honest. Actually, I don't want him to be, because I just feel like he's not had a chance to do anything, not had a chance to shine.
I think Callum might be quite at the top as well, unless they give him something to do as well.
Yeah.
Because Callum's just kind of there to be the local policeman at the minute, isn't he? Not really doing anything other than that.
I think it's kind of... Ben leaving has sort of demonstrated the role that they kind of put Callum into, which was Ben's partner, rather than like own individual Callum. Like, again, you're right. I mean, maybe even put Felix and Callum, give them some scenes together. Like, build something up. Yeah, it's... But like you say, it's a big cast at the moment, and, you know, some people have got to go in the background for a bit. And then they come to the forefront again. Like a few years ago, the idea of Callum being in the background was ridiculous because he was so, like the whole Balham thing was so prominent to the front of the show. So, you know, these things come and go, but when you've got a new era approaching, it sort of makes you a little bit nervous about what might be happening in the future. But let us know in the comment section below what you think, what the future of the show brings. Let us know. And you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, Ree, we might be seeing someone back next week.
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
I think I know who it is, but I do know who it is. And I'm pretending I do know who it is. do you know who it is?
No, I don't, but I think I know who it is.
I think you know. Oh. Yeah. Well, if I'm right, which I think I am, we shall be here to discuss the fallout from that. Quite exciting. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.